Exciting news from the 90 Day Universe.
A new series, 90 Day The Single Life, is streaming now exclusively on Discovery Plus.
Six 90 Day singles are back in the dating pool and ready for a second chance at romance.
Will it leave them lovesick or sick of love?
90 Day The Single Life, the hot new series streaming now exclusively on Discovery Plus.
Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV, is a new documentary podcast series from Neon Hum Media.
Season 1 covers reality TV in a way that has never been done before.
Reality TV is dismissed as a guilty pleasure, lowbrow, even trash TV.
But whether you want to admit it or not, you've probably heard of Snooki, Lisa Vanderpump, or Kim Kardashian.
From The Bachelor's problematic take on gender to Real World's casting for conflict, Spectacle unpacks the wild and hyper-real history of unscripted television. One moment at a time.
On Spectacle, you'll learn why reality TV isn't a waste of time at all.
And explore the way it shaped our culture and how our culture shaped it.
Spectacle is hosted by writer, comedian, and producer Mariah Smith, along with reality stars each week like Queer Eye's Bobby Burke and The Real World New York's Norman Corpy. Oh, Norman!
Subscribe to Spectacle to get the unscripted history of reality TV on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Watch what crap is. Watch what crap is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crap is?
Crap is. Crap is.
Crap, 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 crap. Watch what crap is. Watch what crap is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crap is?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ends, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is the one and only, the sandwich making, Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben. Yes, I am definitely a sandwich sturbator. I do not rely on anybody to make my sandwiches. I'm perfectly happy making my own sandwich.
Well, I do rely on people to make me a sandwich, which begs the question, how many sandwiches have you made me, Ronnie, this week? How many?
And I'm never going to. I will order you one on DoorDash, however.
Okay,
I'm that kind fine. Of, I'm like kind of a cuckold, I guess, partner, where I'm like, you know what? I ain't fucking you, but I will find you someone on the internet who will. Okay?
I feel like you make great sandwiches.
I do.
Yeah, I sense
that. You know that I make my own tomato jam for sandwiches?
I'm a sandwich maker, people.
Yes.
This is why you hate the guy on Food Network so much, because you love making sandwiches that you just see a hack. You can smell a hack a mile away.
Yeah. God, that fucking guy. I still get triggered thinking about that guy. And he actually became one of the more successful Food Network people too, didn't he?
He did. He did, because he was on that show they do, like, I forget what, like, The Kitchen or something like that.
Big Mama Sandwiches,
Hey! The reason why we're talking about sandwiches is because today is Summer House, and we're still coasting off the high from last week when Lindsay was like, how many sandwiches have you made me? So, it's just a really exciting moment for us. So, we are here to recap Summer House. There's nothing left to say. The weekend is here, so let us dive into it. So,
Let's do it, Bing!
Previously, if you happen to finger me in the middle of the night, I won't be mad at you. It's like, okay.
Right. Yeah. You know what that's called? Assault. Okay? That is called assault.
Speaking of which, I would prefer some salt on my sandwiches.
When was the last time you put a salt on my sandwich?
Have you noticed that, by the way, we have not heard the theme song all summer long? We just get, like, the shot of Summer House in the sand and on the beach. I need that
the theme song back. You know
shall
what? We, I didn't even realize it until right now, until you said it. But, yeah, I need that theme. How does it go?
It goes like this. We're going down.
I'll show you the way.
It's the sound of something losing power. It is like the sound of a brownout. It's the sound of one of those things, those floppy air things in front of a car wash, like being powered down for the evening.
Oh, God. We hate making new listeners, don't we? It's like any chance that there was one new listener today, we just totally just flush that shit right down the toilet.
If you're obsessed with Summer House enough that you are seeking out Watch What Crappens, I think they're very happy right now.
Whoa,
so
I'm going down.
The slow sound of like something circling the drain in a toilet made into a theme song. That's what it is.
But we don't have that, but we do have this song. Are you gonna come back? Come back around.
Yeah. We got a lot of good Trixie Monocle songs. Trixie Monocle. I feel like I have to say this right now because there are a lot of people on social media whose minds are blown that social media is actually not a real person or a blog, and it's just a fancy way of saying social media. So as long as we're clarifying what social media stands for, we should mention that Trixie Monocle is also not a real person. This is our twice a year announcement. Trixie Monocle is the person that we believe makes all the generic theme
She's
music.
Real. How dare you say I'm not real? You know, but I'm a real woman with real feelings. I'm a woman who started her career with men who think they know everything. And then I got rid of three-arm octopus, and now I'm a single singer in the city. Suck on that, Kerry Sanshaw.
Paul, I want to write a song about this. It's called Are You Gonna Come Back? Okay, all right, hit it, Paul. All right, are you gonna come back? Are you gonna come back? All right, Paul, that was genius. It was genius. Send that to Bravo. Okay, that's on my phone this week.
So we open with Luke in bed. He's like, oh God, I could not fucking sleep. Well, hopefully you were worried about the goddamn table outside. Do you know who had the most uncomfortable sleep of all? The table outside, who was put together improperly, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, not even the termites want to touch that. They're like, I'd rather go for something a little bit more farmed, like actual farm to table. This is just more like Home Depot to table.
Yeah. So, can I just say also that my computer just popped up? It's time to empty your trash. What are you going to do with your trash? What a perfect thing to come up during Summer House.
I know. That is. Summer House is basically the emptying of the trash of Bravo at the end of the week. It's like, okay, we made it to the end of the week. Let us put on Summer House and empty out the trash of our souls. And we're actually having an episode about emptying the trash today.
Yeah, a literal episode about emptying trash. Why wasn't there an option for engage in it? You know, there was a button that said empty it, and there was a button that said remind me later. I need the button that says I'm going to engage in this shit. What do you think I'm going to do with my trash?
I know. I need my Mac to say, do you want to empty your trash or do you want to send it to reality TV? Because that's basically the pipeline there. I think that I actually have to say, by the way, that this episode made me happy because a big blowout about taking out the trash is what I've been waiting for on Summer House for 5 years. Okay. This is what I actually signed up for, is people going nuts. And the first three episodes of the season were fine. There's like the Luke and Hannah stuff, whatever. But I've been waiting for them to go nuts about household errands. And we saw, obviously, the sandwich thing last week was like our first crack. And now we have a full-on trash fight. It's really going in a direction that I can support right now.
Well, because it's also the most realistic thing that we're watching about COVID, right? I mean, how many divorces have happened during COVID over stuff like this? Trash. Yeah, like, trash. When do you make me a sandwich? I mean, not having the maid come once a week. This is the biggest shift we've seen on Bravo. Like, watching people actually have to clean their own houses. I mean, Bronwyn Wyndham Burke actually abused her husband over it.
I mean,
it's a huge, game changer.
This is a very relatable episode. I mean, who's making the sandwiches? Who's taking out the trash? Which male model has broken your heart, you know, in a relationship you were never in? You know, it really is the COVID experience, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I had so many breakups with Mark Wahlberg back in the day when he was on Calvin Klein, billboards in Times Square. Oh, my God. I was so in love. Like, I've had my feelings hurt so many times by someone I don't even know.
Yeah, it can really happen.
I feel you, Hannah. I feel you, girl.
Mm-hmm. So Luke is texting Sierra and he's like, hey, gorgeous, how'd you sleep? And she goes, nope, she's not going to respond. I was going to say, I still think they're going to hook up this season. But anyway, regardless.
Who? Luke and Sierra? Well, they're already hooking up. They don't count.
I'm just saying, I think that she's going through the motions right now of being supportive of Hannah. And then eventually she's going to be like, okay, I've put in my time doing that. Now I'm going to get boned the way I wanted to when I signed up for the show.
Oh, yeah. So then we get a glimpse into Perry and Paige's fascinating relationship. They're on the phone in bed and he's like, can't wait for you. I can't wait for you. And she's like, I know, puppy. Oh, it's Perry. We're playing our game.
It's called Who Can Turn Off the Audience Faster. So then we see Carl and Danielle in like this makeshift gym, and Danielle's like, oh, Carl, can you teach me this? Like, she's standing by an erg machine. He's like, yeah, you want to do 20 minutes? Yeah, great. You want to do it? And then we just see like lots of footage of Danielle on that erg machine, like fast forward, slow-mo, just like, it feels almost like the rest of the episode. Anytime we cut to Danielle, she's on the erg machine.
Yeah, Danielle's storyline. I love that Danielle has kept the same storyline that she's had all these years, which is that she just works. But now we actually see it. Because yeah. It used to seem so fake, right? Because it would just show Danielle on the street going, filing, phone calls, meetings, and like clunky heels or whatever. But now we see that she actually does work and she exercises.
And she exercises during her lunch break. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle's carrying Amanda around and he's like, oh my God, you farted. Was that a queef? Is this count as personality right now? Anyone?
So Sierra and Hannah are in the kitchen and Hannah, it's awkward. So Hannah's like, are you okay? It's like, are you okay? It's like, well, last night I got a little upset and I feel disappointed because like, I don't want to fight, you know, like, coping with heartbreak is one thing, but like the anger, that was a lot. And she's like, yeah, I mean, he apologized to me, but like, I don't want to be friends with someone who treats your friends like he treated you.
Yeah. I just want to fuck him. And then, by the way, and then in the middle of this, we just see Luke trying to put on a shirt and it kind of gets stuck and he goes, God damn. That's like the new thing they do with Luke. Just a cutaway where he goes, God damn.
they always cut to Luke when they're talking about him about being a horrible person. And he's just like doing the most mundane things. It's like, Luke is a monster. The way that Luke spoke to me, I farted.
I know. It's like Luke is a monster. Cut to Luke trying to put like a shirt on a hanger and it falls off the hanger. God damn. Oh, what he did to that shirt.
So Sierra tells us she grew up Southern traditional, so she wants respect, okay? And some guy yelling at Hannah, I am not touching that. I'm like,
Because her parents got divorced. Her parents got divorced and they argued a lot. So it's just like another one of the like guys yelling at Hannah thing, like trigger stuff going on this season. Yeah.
So then Luke is calling his sister.
Eddie.
And she's funny because she like poses because she knows she's on TV.
Yeah.
She's like, hello, buddy. So she has a new pet. So that's what's going on in her life. So how's Luke doing? And he's like, well, this house is upside down. The kitchen's on the top floor. The stove hasn't worked since we got here. You know, the room is in the bath instead of the bath is in the room. It's crazy here, right? Tepsy turvy.
You can't even make a hot dish. And honestly, even if I did, it probably would be a disaster because you apparently had to put the dish in upside down. How do you keep food into a dish that's upside down? It's an upside down house.
So she's like, have you been playing tennis with Hannah? And he's like, well, you know, he tells us, my sister is 4 years older than me and she taught me a lot about understanding women. And I was like, oh, so it's all her fault. It's all the master manipulating sister.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, she taught me everything. I understand women because of her. And it cuts to Sierra going, Luke is such a dick. So me and my sister confide in each other a lot. Like, we saw a lot as kids that made us really close. Like, our dad drank too much and my mom didn't like the drinking and we were in the middle of their fighting. And also one time we saw a coyote walking around in the snow and that was pretty cool. And I confided and I said, I think I saw a coyote. And she's like, I think I saw a coyote too. We're like, let's never tell mom and dad. So that was a pretty big secret for us.
Let's only express the secret through song. And that's when I learned 3 chords on a guitar. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to watch An American Tale and we would sing that, you know, like somewhere out there song to each other, like Five of Them and Sister. And I'd be like, somewhere out there. And then she'd be like, I'm right here. I'm like, oh, thank God. I got scared. It was so nice.
Don't worry. I was singing to the grilled cheese. Dad threw down that holy cut in the ice. You know, God, I still miss that grilled cheese.
I really do. I'm so glad the coyote found it.
So he's like, you know, we've been arguing, me and Hannah, because she thinks I let her on. And I'm pissed because, you know what? Is she just trying to make sure I can't be with Sierra? And the sister's like, yes. Stupid.
I mean, I wasn't her boyfriend ever. I just filled that role, but I wasn't actually her boyfriend. I would say, Hannah, listen, I'm not ready for something. I mean, we have a great connection. We're basically like boyfriend and girlfriend, but I don't know what's going to happen. We should probably sleep together to make sure. And then we'll be like, oh, that was fun pretending to be boyfriend, girlfriend, but I don't want to confuse you, you know? And she'd be like, Luke, I'm totally on the same page. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm like, that's exactly right. I don't know where she gets these ideas.
Now, listen, I told her, listen, when I was kids, me and my sister really loved Jack and the Beanstalk. So I'm going to throw some seed in your mouth. And if a beanstalk grows out of it, it's meant to be. All right?
When I would tell her, you know what? My sister and I, we would take a hot dish and bring it out into the snow in the middle of the winter and it would freeze. And we'd pour it out and we'd do it over and over and over again. My mom would always be like, where'd that hot dish go? I guess I better make another one. I thought I made one, but I guess I didn't because it's not here. And then my mom would make hot dish after hot dish. And we'd stack up all those hot dishes in the snow and make a fort out of it. And guess what? I guess what I'm saying is that I have emotional walls basically built out of frozen hot dishes.
Hot dish wilds. And the sister's like, well, you know, Luke, when I was at your place over the whatever season it was, you would talk to Hannah on the phone and then you'd end the phone conversations by saying, love you. You know, so I think what's going on is, you know, she didn't want to get hurt and she knew she could get hurt, but then she was with you and now she did get hurt. And now she's mad about that, you know.
Come again, I don't really understand that. So she was deluding herself and thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend because she's a crazy person. Is that what you mean? No. You let her on.
Yeah, you let her on. You know, you said, I'm going to cook you a meal, and then you pulled out a hot dish. Okay, I get it. Been wrong this whole time.
Oh, so it's like when Italian people say they're going to make you lasagna, and then you look at it, and you're like, this is basically just a hot dish. What's the point? Right? Is that it? No.
So okay. Carl and Kyle are working out, and Carl's like, let's get a quick pump in. All right.
Wow, I just taught Danielle how to use the arc machine. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Then we see him talking on the phone for work, and he's like, historically, the season ends after Labor Day. Labor Day is, you look good, by the way, day. All right, and then you leave. He's like, so if you told me 10 years ago I'd be working with my best friend on an alcohol brand that I didn't drink, I'd call you crazy. It's like, yeah, what a crazy dream.
I know.
You're Amelia Earhart over there.
I think the dream is just that he's employed. If you told me I was working, I didn't have to hit a quota, I'd be like, wow. If you told me I was working, and by working, I mean working out with my best friend in the basement of a Hamptons house, possibly about to start a gay porn scene, I'd be like, you're crazy.
But here we are. Whoa, you're nuts. But, you know, like, continuing this, like, he sells alcohol and he doesn't really drink it. I love how he just keeps throwing in the kind of sobers.
Yeah, congratulations, Lisa Barlow. You sell alcohol and you don't drink it anymore. But you kind of do, by the way. So, yeah, it's crazy. Hey, Kyle, you're getting shredded, man. Yeah. Hey. Oh.
So then Hannah and Paige is trying to put together, I think, a tripod. And she's like, I used the wrong screws. Damn it.
I do not like, nor do I subscribe to these screws. So then Kyle's on the phone with a person, like doing more business talk. It's like, there's a truck of Loverboy that can't make the delivery to the Hamptons in time. He's like, yeah, it really sucks running out of production in the Hamptons. I mean, Loverboy is taking off and it's just stressful and we don't have enough product. I mean, is it stressful? It's 100% is it stressful. And then, Carl's talking to him and saying like, yeah, so some of the guys out east are looking for stuff. Like even Montauk beer and soda is out of product. Can you even believe that? Montauk beer and soda is out of product. If you told me 10 years ago, Carl, you'd be thinking about Montauk beer and soda and they'd be out of product. I'd be like, that's crazy. But now here we are.
Yeah, well, due to COVID, they're drinking more than ever in their houses, people, okay? And if they can't find Loverboy, they're going to pour vodka in Snapple, okay? We've got to do something about this.
He's like, must keep people alcoholics. So now Trixie, now here comes a classic Trixie
this
song.
This is one of my favorites. Yeah, this is one of my all-time favorites.
So good. You don't know about me. I'm about to show you. Yeah!
So Lindsay goes in and waves at Steven working, and you know, she got fingered last night, so she's all happy. She's like, happy Friday.
One thing that we haven't really discussed, but everyone's talking about it, is that Steven, they don't have a chair for him, but he's not at a standing desk. He just sits on some sort of like some sort of box. A box.
Yeah, he's just on a box. So then Hannah and Paige are doing a photo shoot for.
There's nothing beyond that. There's nothing beyond that. It's Summer House. There's usually not much more to be said.
So Hannah and Paige are doing a photo shoot for Instagram. And Paige is like, today I want to really get to know tennis players. So could you help me? And she's like, sure. Okay, I'm going to take a picture while I throw a ball at your face.
Wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, Paige just holds up a racket, just like she poses with a racket, and then Hannah sort of like throws a ball, and Paige is just like limply holding this racket like, I'm an influencer. Like, it's like the most
that shit blah, was funny.
Like tennis.
But it was funny because it was a good picture.
It was a great picture.
You see the ball flying in the picture.
But it was just funny watching behind the scenes. I was like, yeah, I'm learning tennis right now.
So then we get Danielle's big storyline. She's like, the client needs a chat, and there's like an opportunity to be integrated here with a client. And then she tells us, being a female in finance is like a big part of who I am, and being kick-ass has been important, but I'm stretched, and I'm not getting the recognition.
And what I love about that is her saying, I'm not getting the recognition, and then we cut away to Rain instead. They're like, let's focus on Rain outside instead. Let's actually like manifest her not getting recognition by turning away from her and focusing on the weather.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Exciting news from the 90 Day Universe.
A new series, 90 Day The Single Life, is streaming now exclusively on Discovery Plus.
Six 90 Day singles are back in the dating pool and ready for a second chance at romance.
Some of the hottest stars from the 90 Day Universe are single and ready to mingle.
These familiar faces include 90 Day Fiancé alums Molly from Season 5, Danielle from Season 2, Fernanda from Season 6, Big Ed from Season 4, and Colt from Season 6, plus Brittany from 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, Season 2.
First, they must come to terms with their past relationship fails and let go of any lingering baggage that they're still carrying with them.
And there are still so many questions.
Can Molly balance her business and personal life as she pursues a new love interest?
Danielle is determined to find love, but will the reappearance of a blast from her past undo all the progress she's made to rebuild her life?
And for all those hopeless romantics, will getting back in the game leave them lovesick or sick of love?
90 Day The Single Life, the hot new series streaming now exclusively on Discovery Plus.
So then Hannah and Amanda are in the kitchen. She's like, if I put this in the microwave, will that work? And Amanda's like, read the instructions on the thing.
I have to go to UPS, USPS. I don't want to go to USPS. It's basically like truly nothing is happening. We talk a lot of times about how nothing happens on certain shows, but truly we're just watching people mill around a house at this point, putting things in microwaves and going to the post office, which is unfortunately a little too close to my reality. So then we see Carl. Now Carl is doing some, this is a very much a Carl is working episode, and he is sitting on like a boingy thing. It's like a spring. Did you notice that? It was like a it was like a wobbly spring that Carl was sitting on, which is so Carl. Like, whoa, it's a little wobbly. Whoa, it's a little unstable right now. If you told me 10 years ago I'd be sitting not on a chair, but on a wobbly spring, I'd be like, you're crazy. Here I am.
If you told me I'd be on the wobbly chair kind of drinking, I'd be like, whoa. Carl's like, Carl, can I borrow your car to draw some merch? And then we cut to Paige, who's also working really hard. She goes, I am going to look at front page news. on her phone.
Yeah. And then we hear Carl with a lady, like doing a conference call. And she's like, I want to blow August out of the water.
Totally. All right. Thanks, Emily. Bye. You look great, by the way. Great work. Yeah. Montauk beer.
Then Amanda is like, my official role when Loverboy is creative director, I decide who we are and what we look like. And we've done a quarter of a million on merch, and boys have nothing to do with it. You're welcome.
She's just probably confused a lot of fans of the 1980s supergroup Loverboy. They're like, yes, Loverboy is back. Let's get that merch. Oh, wait, this is for a hard iced tea. Oh.
We've started a new product called Lady Gaga. It's selling out like crazy.
Do you want to try some Madonna? It's really good. We want to dress you up in our merch.
So, let's see. Paige is saying this isn't the true story, and the true story will come out in time. I don't know what she's talking about.
She's talking about Luke. She's just talking about, because we see Luke working out, and she's just having, they just found a generic comment that they liked. They're like, let's just put this in right here in this one, because it's like Luke is working out, Kyle's going to the post office. Let's just have Paige say something.
Yeah. So then Amanda and Kyle drive to drop off packages, and they're talking about how every single night someone's fighting while Luke is working out at home. Mm-hmm. And Kyle's like, quite frankly, talking about Luke and Hannah, it makes me want to throw up at this point. It's like, yeah, for him to act like he had no idea she had feelings is, like, ridiculous. Like, I want to be there for Hannah, and, like, you know, like, I'm not going to see Luke's side of it because I'm here for my girl, because that I'm going to be there even if she's wrong no matter what, so that later I can say, I'm always there for you no matter what.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, Amanda is so fiercely loyal, she'll stick up for Hannah even if it bites her in the ass, just like she did last summer. Wow, she's dumb. Dumb girlfriend / fiance. Wow.
So then, I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back.
Just do you see my butt hair?
Yeah, Paige going, do you see my butt hair? That's kind of my brand.
I'm coming back stronger. Yeah, we made it to the post office. Woohoo!
So Steven and Lindsay. Steven's like, babe, our anniversary's coming up. She's like, it's my birthday, and then it's our anniversary.
Living like this summer, Steve and I had a lot of growing pains, but now we moved on to Who's the Boss, and we found that that's a better sitcom for our relationship, and now I'm back in my groove.
Unfortunately, you're the Mona, okay, at this point. So Lindsay's like, I'm a Leo, so I'm really into birthdays, and I'm excited to see what this man has planned for me.
Don't get too excited. It's gonna be like, I bought you a chair. This is a box of Snapples. Traitor. So, Kyle is like, okay, hey everyone, let's pretend it's Friday. Oh wait, it is! Yeah! So now everyone's getting into bathing suits, and Amanda's ordering pizzas.
Okay, I have to stop. I'm sorry, but please. You know that this is a house full of thin TV people, because Amanda ordered 2 cheese pizzas.
I noticed that.
The hell? I hate you guys. I mean, that's my breakfast.
Yeah, that's not cool. So then at Summer House, so everyone gets into mullet wigs. Get ready to send it. I'm like, okay, I get it. You went to the USPS. Okay, you went to the post office. Don't have to rub it into all of our faces. You literally sent it, okay?
So Kyle is really going crazy this episode because he's got a mullet. But it's a black mullet. Dun, dun, dun.
He's like, his world is rocked by this mullet. He's like, I've never worn a black mullet before. Like, it's like, they're not that exotic. I mean, just look at Full House. I mean, Uncle Jesse had one for a very long time. As long as I'm talking about ABC sitcoms from the 80s, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I love mullets, you know, because I'm a hockey player. My dad had a mullet. My mom had a mullet. First hot dish we ever had, mullet. I had one as a kid, and we'd score 8 hockey goals and win. So guess what? Mullet power.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on a team called the Mullet Ducks, and we just killed everything in our path. So so they have to, so they're doing some sort of silly activity that's very reminiscent of the challenges that they have on Love Island, where they basically frolic in some sort of wet substance and then it has no bearing on anything. So they split into teams, and Hannah and Paige are on Luke's team. I don't know what that implication is for the teams, but they just are in teams. And Kyle's like, okay, you guys are Team Dingleberry and I'm Team Toupee. This is like Mad Libs or something. Team Mad Libs.
Yeah, I didn't write notes on any of this.
Yeah. They basically are just like...
I officially gave up on this part. I was like, just, I'm not writing notes on this, stupid. Okay?
Same. I was like, what's happening? It basically was like, they put like tennis... Well, the challenge is that they put tennis balls in stockings and like tied them so it looked like actual balls, like human balls, male balls. And they were like knocking over cans of Loverboy. And so they needed tennis balls. And they're like, so we need some tennis balls. And it's like, oh, did someone else bring some? Because I'm not wasting my good tennis balls. I'm like, okay, relax, Wimbledon. You're not like, you can play with a mediocre tennis ball. Okay. At the court of the summer house. This is not going on to the tennis channel.
And she's even trying to get at Luke during this part because she's like, oh, do I have good taste in balls? No. And then it cuts to Luke looking all sad.
Yeah, okay. Caroline Wozniacki, or whatever her name is. So so now they've got to do some they've got to do a cookie challenge. So they're squirming around on their stomachs. It's just, and then so Luke is squirming on his stomach, and Hannah's like, Luke's always been a snake, and now he finally looks like one. Hey, wait. Oh, he just took my good tennis balls.
Okay, so then later, after they do all this, do you have any more to say? Because I literally did stop. I was like, you know what? I'm going to flip through my phone for a while. Slip and slide. Okay. So after that, Sierra goes to the hot tub, and Luke's like, hey, you want to step out a sec? And she's like, no. You don't want to talk to me? No. I think you've stirred up enough shit, Luke.
Wow. Ronnie, I actually am a little surprised that you went that far forward and you skipped the part where Paige sat down with pizza and said, I think I hurt my thigh. That's a pretty pivotal plot point. Anyway. Sierra does not.
I was like, nope.
I'm just kidding. So Sierra's like knocking out of the hot tub. And so Luke is like, you know, I've always had fun getting along with Sierra. You know, and if my chances with Sierra are ruined because of what happened with me and Hannah, then I have to do damage control, you know, so that way I can get with Sierra. I'm like, or you could do damage control because Hannah is allegedly your really good friend and you care about her feelings. But also, if you want to bone Sierra, fine.
Yeah, but he's standing there with her. Finally, she comes out and she's kind of being nice to him. And then you just hear, Sierra! And Hannah comes and takes Sierra. And he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just leave you two alone so you could do whatever your thing is. Okay?
So now they're like cleaning up and Paige is like, I think I pulled a muscle. I can't clean anymore for the rest of the season. And now they're getting dressed. For no good reason. They're just getting dressed into different outfits. And Carl's like, oh, Luke, wow, what are you wearing? How you doing, buddy? Oh, what's going on? Oh, he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm just trying to figure out the Hannah situation. And I don't know, like, what do you do when you want to bang one girl, but we want to keep another girl as an option? I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah, well, I'm firing up momentum of being in a good place. So, you know, you have the capacity to work this out. Okay, love you, bro. Love you. Look, I'm doing finger guns at you. Love you. Love you.
Let's go! I just hear Lindsay screaming that in a wig.
So Luke goes up to Hannah and takes her outside. And he's like, listen, you know what? The other night I was really... Gosh, I was a meat in a Pyrex.
Frustrated.
God, you get me. Okay, so, you know, coming into the summer, I didn't want to bring someone into this house to make things awkward. I wanted to bring someone in this house to fuck somebody. You understand? Could you please stop making it awkward?
Thanks. Listen, okay, I didn't realize until we got in the house that you showed up with this girl. Like, the feelings that I had, like, we have had a very unique love and care for each other. You know, the sort of love and unique love and sensibility that comes from a very intense boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, which clearly we were in, and I just felt hurt, you know?
And so then we see Amanda saying, do we have any idea what they could possibly be talking about? And Kyle, of all people, goes, literally the broken record that is their life. I'm like, hello? Did we not sit through 4 seasons of you and Amanda fighting about the same shit every single week?
Yep. And he's like, shit or get off the horse.
Poor whatever horse. I know. Some horse is like, fuck you. Don't shit on me.
So back to the other couple, Hannah's like, we have this inevitable chemistry, and it's just like, it's weird. It's like, listen to me, okay? Now you're going to see model tears, which are like real tears, except not real at all. They're made out of air because they don't really get a lot of calories, let's be honest, okay? I agree, we have chemistry, and we can't deny it, Hannah. Like, Hannah, I love you, okay? I love you.
My sister said, I have to stop sending confusing messages. And I want to do that because you know why? I love you. I want to get down on my one knee right now and make a proposition that my love for you will be forever. As a friend.
Dun, dun, dun. So it's commercial and we come back and he goes, and you know what? I love you, Hannah. Air tears. And I really do mean it, but it can be taken the wrong way. And this is where I take responsibility for leading you on. Okay? You know, I have to like get back with my, it's nice to share someone that I can, I made a table.
How do I put the, okay. I am a casserole dish. I am Pyrex and you are delicious filling. You are cheese and tuna and maybe some macaroni.
You gotta have some egg in there. Binder.
You gotta have egg. You got some mayonnaise. You're all of that. And you've been put in the Pyrex and we just go together so well. But no one told you that every hot dish has to be eaten. Not like that, although I am open to doing it like that. What I'm saying is you can't stay in the Pyrex dish forever. And unfortunately, Mam forgot to coat it with some Pam and you're kind of sticking to the glass a little bit. And we're going to have to really scrape that off, okay? Because it's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be clean for the next casserole, okay? Or hot dish, as we say.
Oh, God. So she's like, I just, you don't have to fight me. You don't have to fight me. I'm like, you're literally fighting all the time. It's like, I don't want to fight with you either. It's like, but for so long, I'm like with the person I talk to all the time. And if we know it's not going to go anywhere, it sucks. But like, we can't do what we used to do.
I don't care about right or wrong. I don't want to fight no more. It's too much getting on.
Luke, you're singing Tina Turner.
Oh, I guess you figured that one out.
I mean, the summer was supposed to be fun and it's like hard because like a guy who brings me so much fun brings me so much pain.
Hannah, what does love have to do with it, okay? Hannah.
You better Hannah, be good to me, Luke. We don't need another hero, okay? We don't need another hero, Hannah.
It's like, you know what we need? We need to be more platonic.
I was like, wow. Okay, Luke just fucking won. You see? Like, they know how to manipulate. All he had to do was fake cry. There ain't no one, not one tear. And now you're the one being like, you know what we need to do? We just need to be platonic, okay? And then everything can go back to normal. Yeah, duh. You just got played, girl.
You know what? What you said just right now made a lot of sense. We need to get some plates and some tonic water, and I think that we'll have a delicious meal. I'm so with you, Hannah.
Oh, God. So they hug, and I guess they're made up. And everyone's dancing around, and Lindsay's like, guys, can we drunk clean?
Yeah. So now they're kind of cleaning, but they're drunk. And there's this one really quick shot of, I think, someone was loading up the dishwasher. Maybe it was Steven. And Lindsay's just standing over him, so drunk and slurring. And she goes, yeah, I was really there. It's just my favorite state of Lindsay.
Finger me the dishwasher.
And then it cuts to Hannah picking her nose with her bathing suit. And Lindsay is dragging Kyle around to clean the floor. And then Kyle tries to go to bed with dirty clothes. And so Hannah is telling Paige up in their room. She's like, oh, he started crying. And Paige is like, wow, he's like lost.
Now, did you try throwing a tennis ball at him? And could he still take an amazing photo? Because that's the real test.
So, and then Lindsay and Steven go fuck in the bathroom. Yeah. And Kyle is starting Kyle is still getting his bed dirty or whatever. Okay, so they go to bed. So they wake up the next day, and the new song is, "They think I'm basic, but I know you love me anyway. I got that long hair, tan skin type of way."
I don't think we think that they're basic. I think we know they're basic. So, and then we just see Carl slam dunking.
It's the first time that Bravo's ever said, "Trixie, we just need something about how basics are pretty too." She's like, got it.
I could do this. I was a basic once. Back before my life was ruined by a three-armed octopus. We're never getting back together. So,
I'm Carl. If you told me 10 years ago that I'd be doing a slam dunk a day after I was working, I would never believe you.
But here I am.
So,
let's see. Luke and Sierra. Luke says that he had a good talk with Hannah, and he's like, "You want to ride my bike with me?" And she's like, no.
Well, does your head hurt too much? It hurts a little bit. You want to race in my chest? Oh, okay. No. Okay.
I love that all his tricks are not working on Sierra. It's hilarious. Like, yeah. You know what? Got a motorcycle. Want to try it? She's like, no, gross.
Because she's already a model. So I think his tricks are like work with normals. So if you're he knows he's a model and then other people are normals. So he can do model tricks and, you know, that he can beguile a normal, but Sierra is a model already. So the model tricks don't necessarily work on her. They may have worked, I guess, 2 years ago, but they don't necessarily work. She's like,
"I'm not trusting another model to fucking know how to work a motorbike. Are you fucking crazy?" Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things are tricky.
Hey Paige. Question. How long do the guys last that you sleep with?
Perry can last a really long time to the point where I'm like, do you not find me hot? Like, ejaculate already. Like, after the third position, I'm like, that's a wrap. Am I right, everyone?
We're done here. So Sierra calls her mom and gets to see her little cat. And the mom's like, "What have you done to your hair? Jesus." And she's like, "What do you mean, mom? I got a balayage."
I don't actually know what a balayage is, but I also want to say that I think it was a dog. I think it was a dog named Jasper.
Oh,
maybe it was a very cat-like dog. Maybe it was cat dog. It was cat dog.
I don't know. So she's like, "Okay, you can turn the camera away from the dog now, mom. Okay, put it on your face. God, you're so old."
Yeah. At a certain age, you just don't understand the flip function on camera phones anymore. At least as I'm saying that with anecdotal evidence with my parents. So so there's talking, and Sierra's mom raised her and her sister, but she said her mom is super old school and like did not want to be a cool mom. So basically she's not like any of she's not Kyle Richards. Basically, she likes having her daughters afraid of them, and they all are afraid of her. And her mom her mom is a nurse as well, and her mom is the one who got her into nursing.
Turn on Amazon? Porch light.
Oh.
Hey, did you hear that?
Yes.
Were you supposed to be on mute?
I was like, I'm like, she's a nurse and they're working so hard in this pandemic.
I swear to you, I turned on the mute and I guess it didn't work.
If you told me 10 years ago that I would be turning on Amazon lights while you're talking, I would not believe you.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Ben. That was rude.
No. I was getting through it actually a like normal part of the show.
I ordered a pizza, so I had to make sure that I'm like, how long could we possibly have left at Summer House? If I order a pizza now, it'll get here by the time we're done. That's where I'm at today, okay?
You taste great, by the way, pizza. So now this is a classic Trixie. "I see you acting funny." It's just, "I see you acting funny." It's like, "I see you acting funny. I see you acting funny." And it's Luke making eggs.
yeah. And Amanda burping, and Kyle goes, "Come on, you're better than that."
Yeah. Wow, this place got really dirty really fast.
Yeah, he's like, look, there's no cleaning lady here, so everybody needs to pull their weight. You know, I used to be a cleaning lady. When I graduated, I was so poor, I cleaned the apartment, and my roommates paid me. I was cleaning my roommate's bathroom, and oh my God, that was a dark period of my life. In this house, it's very easy to tell who helps and who doesn't. And then you just see Sierra, Paige, and Hannah all in their beds on yeah. Instagram.
And you see Carl going, this salad I've seen for 4 days in the frickin' fridge. So, you look great, by the way, Saul. You haven't wilted a bit. So, yeah. So, basically, Kyle is mad. He's like, fucking Hannah, I'm so sick of her. So, Hannah has one job, and she gave it to herself. And then we see her saying, I could be the trash girl. I could be the trash girl. Which I think she, maybe she didn't realize she was signing up for a chore. She just wanted to be trashy all summer. I don't know. But
trash girl.
Trash. So, Kyle's getting mad. He's like, Hannah doesn't do anything else. And he's like, do not know how to wipe your ass. And he's like, Kyle, you're being a dick and that's mean. Which is surprisingly, sympathetic from Lindsay.
Oh, so she can say later, I have been standing up for you. Yeah. Right, Kyle?
Now, it's clear that Hannah, Paige, and Sierra are not doing anything because you just look at Sierra's bed and it actually gives me stress. But like, so they totally are not pulling their weight with the house cleanliness. But Kyle is also clearly that person that's like, I decided to clean very aggressively. And since you haven't cleaned at like the same rigorous levels as me, you have failed. And now I'm going to yell at you about it. It's like, okay, like I understand that you are like super, super clean, but now like don't make, like you chose to go crazy, crazy clean and you decided right now this is what you want to clean. Like what if I want to clean later? You know, not saying I'm triggered, but feeling it. We all know.
He's someone, like a little bit of a, someone lives with their boyfriend.
No. It's not, that's not even an issue with us. I'm just saying with other people, I just feel like, I just think it's, I think it's annoying when someone's like, I've decided that I want to clean now, and now you all have to clean with me. And it's like,
well, that's such a roommate thing, though, too. I remember when I had roommates, and, you know, we would take turns cleaning and stuff, but, man, if I ever cleaned the bathroom, and then I would go in there that same day and see, like, I don't know, the trash lid up. You know, like, the trash lid is still up. I'd be like, I cleaned the bathroom! It's like, Ronnie, you have not cleaned the bathroom for 9 months.
No. I mean, by the way, I get it. Like, we all have those moments where it's like, I am cleaning again. I'm cleaning again. But I just feel like when someone is, like, super, like, anal about their cleaning and then, like, and then starts yelling at you for, like, not being as anal, like, I just find that sometimes to be a little unreasonable.
Well, he's also just coming. He's also got housewives disease where he gets mad at one thing and then he's mad about that for the rest of his life, you know? Yeah. And he's mad that Hannah is like girlfriends with Amanda and is always telling her basically like, he cheats on you. Fuck that guy. Leave that guy, you know? And so now he knows all that. So now he hates her even though he's the one who cheated.
But by the way, Hannah is like, I'll take out the trash. And we've seen her for several weeks now. She'll take the trash and just put it by a door, which is fucking annoying. And it would drive me nuts too. Like, I could totally see myself going off on her later in the episode the way Kyle did. But I'm just saying that it's not, I don't think it's a one-way thing. I think it's like she should be doing she should be taking it all the way to wherever the trash has to go. But like, he also needs to chill out.
Okay, so they're all getting ready to go to the beach, and they're like, Luke is riding his motorbike separately. So Sierra's like, there's Luke wearing pants to the beach.
Yeah. I also like Lindsay saying, Danielle, should I wear my Mayan hat? I'm like, I don't know what the Mayan hat is, but I would really love to see it.
So Sierra's like, the girls are in the car together, and Sierra's like, oh, he's like, you want to ride with me to the beach? And I'm like, no. And Lindsay goes,
Hannah, what happened with your talk?
And Sierra says, oh, well, he says it was like an amazing talk. And she's like, yeah, he was calmer. And I was like, guess what? Here's what we're doing. This is strictly platonic now, you know? And I was happy with that. Because, like, I mean, you know, it could be better for everybody here.
Yeah. So they get to the beach and they're just all cavorting in the sand. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, my anniversary and my birthday are on the same in the next few days.
And then someone goes, how old? She goes, 34. And they go, oh. And one of them goes, God, hot damn.
She's like, I know.
Wow, so ancient. Do we have to install one of those chairs that just goes up the side of the staircase for you?
hilarious. And she's like, I know, but you know what? He was like, it's a lot of pressure. And I was like, you should have thought of that before you asked me to be your boyfriend. I mean, what did you guys do on your first anniversaries? And Amanda goes, we got engaged. Oh, wait, no, that was the second. The first year, I think I was finding out that he was cheating on me in summer house. Who else?
Perry and I were broken up, so I pretty much spent that time standing in a tennis court waiting for someone to throw a ball at me so I could take a photo.
Yeah, but at least you got a ring.
Yeah, he may suffer with rings.
So, Lindsay's gonna, like, she's gonna wear some, she wants to wear some lingerie, and she doesn't have any, but, Sierra has some. And so they're like, oh my god, we have the same size boobs, but, like, wow, I had to buy mine. Ugh. And they start talking about how boobs, you know, like when you're a woman and you like wear some, like if you just like wear a shirt but you've got big boobs, people just like assume you're being lusty, but it's just like a shirt, it's nothing more than that. And Danielle starts talking about how like if you wear anything like remotely provocative, people don't take you seriously in the workplace, and like she wasn't even comfortable with the hair that she has in the workplace.
Yeah. And, Sierra's like, yeah, I mean, you're just like over-sexualized anyway, being Latina. And she's like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, I even have to redo my hair. And Sierra says that in modeling, it's easier to just do extensions because no one in the industry really knows how to do black hair. Mm-hmm. And they either want like, everyone wants a type, right? So you either have to be like, you know, as really, really, you know, natural hair and everything, or like completely toned down. And so it's hard for her to like find a middle ground in the industry.
Yeah. And then, guys, something bit me in the ocean. Like something bit Hannah. And so Luke and Hannah are playing catch, and now Amanda's like, oh my god, they're like playing catch as if nothing happened. And Lindsay's like, yeah, she was telling us they had a really good conversation. So now Amanda makes it about her because she's like, I'm supposed to be like her best friend, and she doesn't even tell me that she had a good conversation with Luke.
I know. So Amanda. Amanda always gets mad when she's getting along with Luke, when Hannah's getting along with Luke.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to.
It's like a common theme.
Yeah, you're supposed to be like, you should be happy for her that they sorted it out. But instead it's like, you didn't tell me. And Kyle goes, cool, so you don't have to talk about them anymore. Like, again, we watched a lot of you guys fighting, so.
Yeah. So Luke is like, Luke meanwhile is throwing a ball with Hannah, and he's like, you know what? My music was loud last night. That's why I texted you. And she's like, oh, I liked it. And it was totally platonic, by the way, so that was good.
I love the platonic music, yeah. So
yeah, I love platonic texts about platonic music. That was thoughtful. Thanks.
So now they head home, and they're just like back in the kitchen, and Carl throws a can at like a paper bag, and he misses it. He goes, "Oh, how did I miss? Oh, hey guys, the lobster rolls are here. Yeah, I'm the one who runs this house. I'm the number one guy in this group. Lobster rolls, guys. Lobster rolls."
And the song that led him into that was "I Shine Brighter." Oh, didn't get the can in. Oh,
wow. So now they're all eating, and Carl has this old chestnut for us.
I can't say no to potato. I can't say no to potato. I'll fuck up any kind of potato. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll smash a potato. All right. You know what we should do right now? We should get a trash bag. So Hannah just walks off. She's like, I'm going to burp. And they're like, oh my god, he said trash bag, and Hannah didn't jump up to do the trash.
Yeah.
And so Carl's like, yeah, some things I guess you just got to do yourself. And Carl's like, all right, gather around, children. You know what? I hate formal house meetings, even though I'm always the one to call them. But everyone, let's get together so I can lecture you guys, okay?
So Amanda and Kyle start leading this house meeting, which, I mean, ultimately, as much as I ranted about what they, you know, about Kyle before, I mean, those girls are not pulling their weight. So it kind of has to be addressed. So the way you should address it is be like, listen, guys, we need you guys to pull up a little bit more because we're doing a lot and we just want that support. So if you could just do more, that'd be great. But instead, it's, so we are just like our own house cleaners and we are doing a terrible job at it. And I'm just going to say we, even though it's you guys. So I just want to infuse this moment with a lot of passive aggression because you're friends with Luke again. Thanks.
And Lindsay's like, yeah, so last night, a few of us drunk cleaned. So, like, if you guys don't wake up early and then you stay up, then maybe you could do, like, nighttime service.
Which yeah, I think is a better way like of saying it. Sorry.
Yeah, because, like, a certain group wakes up late and then the kitchen is magically clean.
Like, and aggressive.
Hannah is the worst. Like, this is the worst. This is what you do not want to hear when you're saying clean more. She's like, you guys realize that I don't even eat at night and I literally never go into the kitchen at night.
I don't even know where the kitchen is. Like, do we literally have a kitchen in here? Because it's last time I checked, it's just a bunch of bedrooms and, like, not even hallways. Like, I don't even know how I got in and out of this house right now. There's no kitchen.
Well, what about the trash? She's like, I did do trash. And then it's like a long montage of clips of her not doing trash at all.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, so she tells us, my intentions were good, but I didn't realize we'd be making as much trash as a small country. Plus, I'm in the basement, and do you know how long it takes for me to get up to do the trash? I can't go up 3 flights of stairs. By that time, it's like full again. Plus, the trash yells at me, okay? And I grew up with trash yelling. There was a show called Sesame Street, and there was a literal grouch in the trash who traumatized me. And if that trash yells at me, I just can't be near it. Okay, there it is.
Well, you don't pull your weight. I mean, you sleep till noon, Hannah. It's like, do not be jealous that I sleep late. Let's get one thing straight. I'm never jealous of you, Hannah. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, but I can do what I want with my life, all right? But, you know, like, there's 10 people here, but I'm the one who created this mess.
And by the way, I would like to point out that this is Hannah yelling at Kyle. This is not Kyle yelling at Hannah. He's being rude as fuck, but he's not yelling at Hannah. She's yelling.
Yeah, he was being all she had to do was be like chill because she was automatically already winning because Kyle was started off on such a dick note. But then she loses her mind. She's in the wrong. Like, you did not do the trash. Like, there's all your excuses are like terrible. So you should just like this yelling is not going to. You've now lost the argument. You've actually had an unforced error, as they say in tennis.
So Amanda's going, he's not coming at you, Hannah.
Yeah, he is. He's yelling at me.
It's just you're taking it that way, Hannah.
She's like, Amanda, you can tolerate him yelling at you, but I will not tolerate him yelling at me.
She gets up
and walks off. And is this where she throws a glass?
No, Amanda throws a glass. It's coming. It was a very lazy. It was basically like that ball being thrown at Paige. Paige is basically like getting the glasses away so she can get a photo with it. She's like, wait, hold on. Can you do that again? Thanks. So Kyle's like, oh, well, there she goes. Let's talk about my relationship. Let me know when you actually get into a real relationship. You're obsessed with Luke. And they just cut to Luke. He's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh, gosh. So Sierra's like, God, you guys are really mean to each other. I mean, you want to measure dicks or something? This is ridiculous. Like, it's about trash. Yeah, well, I'm talking about you being lazy, Hannah, and you're talking about my relationship. And you know what? You're not coming to my wedding.
Oh, the one of my favorite awful cards that people play. No one wants to go to the weddings. Like, that's actually a blessing.
Yeah.
Like, anytime someone says, sorry, we just didn't have room for you at the wedding. Great.
The Jack's move. So Amanda's like, in our wedding, Kyle. And Hannah's like, just let it out, Kyle. Let it out. And Amanda's like, don't play this game, Hannah. Don't.
He's been keeping this in. It's helping healthy for him. Let it out. Let it out.
He's a professional backpedaler. Learn how to take a little criticism. And then Paige is like, you guys have both made your points. Okay, so let me make my point. This outfit costs $35. And if you want it, you can go to my Instagram and you can like and subscribe. Thanks.
You're a 39-year-old man, bro. Grow up. And he's like, 38.
I'm 38. I'm already pretty grown up, okay? So Hannah leans into Paige and goes, he's clearly insecure about his relationship. And that's when Amanda like stands up and is like, Hannah. And then she's like, it's like this takes this plastic up and just kind of like, I can't describe that throw. I don't know how you describe that throw, but it was like a very casual.
It was like I throw. That's me playing softball, everybody. It's like
it was almost as aggressive as Carl throwing that water bottle at the paper bag.
So Kyle's like, I'm sick of your bullshit. She always goes there. I'm going to rip Kyle's relationship apart again. She did not rip apart your relationship.
She did not.
Okay.
She
did not. Like, that's maybe you ripped apart your relationship. Now, did she help stir it while, you know, your girlfriend was crying? Yes. But she doesn't owe you fixing your relationship. Yeah. So Paige is like, cabin fever's hitting. Kyle gets so crazy about the house. I mean, I don't care. Like, we could have rats walking by us, and I'd be like, cool, we have a pet.
Which is a full lie. If there was a rat, Paige would be like, oh my god, I'm calling Perry, and we're staying at a hotel.
I'm getting that rat in Instagram immediately.
Does anyone have any looks that we can give the rat? Okay.
Guys, my rat is selling poop tea. Like and subscribe.
So hey guys, can we throw a tennis ball at the rat? I need to take a photo for him.
So everyone's all in a tizzy, and Paige just leans to Luke, and she's like, Luke, whoever thought we'd be on the same team?
Oh, we're playing hacky? I should grow out my mullet. I'm really good. So Lindsay goes to clean up the glass. That's the funny part. That like, of all the people ranting about the cleanliness, the only one who's actually doing any cleaning in this moment is Lindsay. And so Kyle's like so mad about the trash thing. And so now Amanda's crying. She goes over to Danielle and she's crying. And she's like, for Kyle to say people aren't pulling their own weight and Hannah takes it so personally, like, he didn't say that, Hannah, which is true, but also Kyle was being super passive aggressive and probably could have created a less toxic vibe with this whole discussion by just being upfront. But then again, Hannah was also ridiculous because Hannah did make it, like, did lose her mind over something that was not worth losing her mind over because she was in the wrong. That's fun.
So Kyle's all mad. He's by the fire like, blah, 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 blah. We could talk about the weather. And Hannah would be like, remember when Kyle cheated? Get the fuck out of here. And then Hannah's sobbing upstairs. She's like, when someone shows their true colors, it's like, wow. I've been yelled at my whole life. And I'm dumb. If you speak bad to me, you're going to get spoken back to. And Paige goes, you should be the bigger person. She goes, they threw a glass at me, Paige.
It was a glass. And the glass was holding a gun. I almost got shot. So
and Luke hugs her and he's like, all you can control is your health, is yourself, Hannah, unless I'm around, you know, in which case we know you can't control yourself at all. But guess what? Still friends. Want a bone?
Hey, Hannah, is now a good time for me to tell you how much I love you and just want to be with you and how genuine our connection is? No? Okay.
They attacked me. They attacked me.
And then Paige is like, but you yelled at them also, okay? And like, both of you guys are to blame.
I'm not to blame. I'm not to blame for whatever that was. I'm not to blame.
And then Amanda's sobbing now to Paige and Lindsay. This whole thing is so stupid. Yeah. So Hannah goes out on the balcony or something and Sierra's there. And she's like, you guys are crazy. She's like,
yeah, I know. I'm just so happy that you're here, Sierra. Even though I have actually no idea who you are. Who are you?
Oh, God. So she's like, oh, I'm so happy you're here. I don't need to be in the house with these people. And Kyle's yelling, it's embarrassing. She's not an adult.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh. So then Paige is like, you? Okay, Amanda, you are a great friend. You have a great fiance. And Amanda's like, I love you so much. I hate seeing you cry because you're really so good. And also your tears are kind of like ruining my look right now. And I spent about 3 hours getting it ready. So can you just stand over there? Thanks.
Yeah, and Paige agrees because she's like, you know, Hannah's saying what she did to Amanda basically is saying, like, you're a doormat, but I'm not. Yeah. She's like, I would throw my whole body over that table. And
she
then
did
Hannah's
insult
like,
her
I
friend.
Hate yelling. She's like, I hate yelling. I just want to eat.
Hannah did insult her friend. I mean, like, she may have a bone to pick with Kyle, but Amanda is supposed to be her friend. And by her saying, like, you can yell at her, but you can't do that to me, there is a nasty implication she's making about her very own friend.
Yeah. So then Paige is telling Perry on the phone, it's an insane asylum. And Luke can't figure out what dishes are dirty and which dishes are clean, which means someone is not paying attention to the little sign that they got at Marshall's. You're supposed to put a check mark next to dirty or clean.
Meanwhile, Lindsay is on a different mission.
Where's my boyfriend? Oh, good. I found my boyfriend.
And I'm happy to say in this, so he's back at his desk. He's back in his hidey hole desk. And he is now The box is gone. I don't know if you noticed this. It's now a stool with a big cushion on top. So he's like made like a little tower to sit on.
Oh, Lord. Poor Steven. It doesn't look like he's around for much longer anyway, huh?
Yeah.
So Kyle is getting the trash together, and he's like, case in point, I take out trash. But we know he's really drunk because he does that thing where he just starts binging.
Yes, in the middle of binging the salad, undressed salad. Yeah. He's like, where's the dressing? And then someone goes, Carlito, can you light my candle?
Yeah.
I just think of these random audio clips that they just throw in there. I don't know who said it. It sounded like Lindsay. It could have been anyone else, but just like,
Carl's on candle duty. Yeah, that's what I do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I ever imagine I'd be on candle duty with my best friends, kind of drinking? No, but here I am.
So, let's see. Then Kyle's getting into bed dirty again. They're like, oh my God, we've got to do these sheets. Please, can we do these sheets?
So now Hannah and Paige, it's like at night, and Hannah's like, are you on Kyle and Amanda's side on this? And Paige is like, I don't even trust a lamp. Okay. I'm suspicious of it. Okay. Like Amanda threw a full glass. It literally sideswiped me. I was like, did I get shot? Which I love that the glass was like reminiscent of a gunshot to her.
Yeah. Okay. So then this is so sad. And by the way, when we were teasing Carl in the first episode or second episode or whatever, we did not know about his brother passing away.
Or at least I think I actually did know, but I had totally forgotten. And I was the one running my mouth being like, I was making some jackass comments about like, you know, him reconciling with his brother or whatever and totally forgetting. About all this. We're dicks. The reason why we cover these shows is we're just projecting our own.
Yeah, but we're not that much of dicks. Like, we wouldn't know and then, like, say it. No, because after I was reading comments, you know, I was, like, lying in bed and I was reading comments about the show. And because I don't read them before we record because I don't want to, like, steal people's things on accident or repeat whatever I read on Facebook. And so I was reading all the comments from the show, and I was like, oh, my God. We're fucking monsters.
We're awful.
So sorry, guys. Sorry, Carl.
Sorry, Carl. Like, that's mainly Carl. I don't know if Carl listens or not, but, like, that – if he was emotionally hurt on that level by us being jackasses.
No, I'm not literally apologizing to Carl. I don't think he's sitting there listening. I'm just saying, like, in general, that wasn't cool. Sorry.
I want to apologize to Carl. I want to apologize to Julia Roberts
right now. Yeah.
all our famous listeners.
Yeah. So anyway, Carl gets a call that his brother has passed away and it's Lindsay's birthday. you know that part of Lindsay was like, of course this happens on my birthday. I know. You know. But it's so fucking sad. Oh my God.
It's just like a nightmare. And so obviously huge condolences belatedly to Carl and his family. And that's where it ends, actually. It's kind of like the cliffhanger. Very, very sad ending to an otherwise ridiculous and funny episode. So if you have thoughts on cleaning and taking out trash and roommates, please chime in. Go to our Instagram. How about that? And just say, we're at Watch What Happens on Instagram and chime in with your thoughts. And can't wait to hear what everyone says. I already know what people are going to say. I already know, but I'm excited to see what they have to say anyway. So I know where it's going to land. I already know people would be like, Ben, for you to be mad at Kyle for wanting the house to be clean, I already know I took a very unpopular position. But I think they're both wrong. I think they're both wrong in a weird way. I don't know why I'm still arguing about this.
You're really into it. You're really into it.
I just want to make sure I don't, like, I'm like, let me clarify my position.
Yeah, I think the house should be clean. You're on roommate cleaning. Like, what are you worried about? Who cares?
Here's my position. I can't stop.
I literally do not give a fuck. Okay.
I can't stop.
And I hope you guys find something else to do this season as well.
I cannot stop. And the point is this. This is real shit, guys. This is real. So we'll have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll be back on Monday with some Real Housewives of Atlanta. Stay safe. Hug your loved ones. If it's responsible to do. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Dana C. Dana do?
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.